George Jesus. Acts of Apostles 10:42 reads, "He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one who God appointed as judge of the living and the dead." Judge of what is good and true, what is right and just for the living, and a judge of who is good enough to live justified after he is dead. Someone needs to arbitrate for you. Someone needs to show you what is true and good. Then have the power to declare you just for your choice. If you wouldn't accept Jesus as judge of what is right and wrong, you will need another judge, or you will need to judge for yourself what is right and wrong. But know this, you will still stand before an ultimate judge over all. May Jesus not say to you then, "Who has made me a judge over you?" Luke 12:14. Meaning, I can't help you now because you did not seek my counsel then. There is therefore no condemnation, or no more condemnation, for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live by the rules and judgments for them. You see, most other judges, every other judge, will condemn you some way or the other for what they stand judged to. For they stand condemned to, so would you. Jesus is the only judge of the human right and wrong, who doesn't need clarification and justification, verification and accreditation to judge, for he himself has been judged faithful by God already. Therefore, God has commissioned him to be the judge of every human being. This does not mean, however, that every human being will make him their judge, or even accept his judgments, even though he claims he does not say or do anything he does without seeing his Father saying or doing it, and that his judgment is true and fair. You cannot have a better judge or an arbitrator who carbon copies his own life and words with the ways and the life of the ultimate judge himself, the faithful and the just, the only wise God. So, at some point you will need a solicitor. It's obligatory to make sure that he is the best in town. Amen.